Okay, welcome to part 3, which is choosing your novel's point of view. Once you've had your idea and you've chosen your protagonist, you now know who your story is going to focus on. The next thing you need to do is choose your novel's point of view. How will you write the story? How will you tell the story of your characters? So which narrative works best for the story? There are many different types of points of view, but the most common ones are first person point of view, second person point of view, third person limited narrative, and the omniscient view narrative. The first person point of view refers to I, we, me, mine, us narrator. So that's often the voice of the main character or the main characters in the story. The advantage of the first person narrative is that it comes naturally to most writers. It can create a distinctive internal voice. Your reader gets to see the thoughts and the motives of one character at a time. It also creates a closeness to the character because the reader experiences the story directly through the eyes of that character. For example, I called him, but he wasn't answering his phone. I immediately decided to pay John a visit tomorrow. So that's the character speaking, and the reader is reading directly from the character's thoughts. The second person point of view is when the writer uses you to describe all the actions and emotions going on in the story. Second person point of view is rarely used in long fiction like novels, but it's more commonly used in short stories. So for example, you called him, but he wasn't answering his phone. You immediately decided to pay John a visit tomorrow. That's when the narrator is speaking directly to the reader and saying you. The third person point of view uses he, she, they, them as the narrator. This point of view is the most common one in modern fiction today because it offers a variety of possibilities for omniscience, so information that the narrator and the reader are privy to in the telling of the story. In third person unlimited omniscience, the author can show us the thoughts of any character, and the story can shift from one character's point of view to the other. Stories written in this way can benefit from the contrasting viewpoints and conflicting points of view. However, the story might get confusing if there are too many characters and their voices are not distinctive enough to tell them apart. In third-person limited omniscience, the author enters the mind of just a few characters, usually one per chapter or scene. Now, each of these points of view can work well for any novel. It's up to you as the writer to choose which one suits your story and which one you are most comfortable writing in. I personally enjoy writing in first person. I like getting into the head of my character. I like seeing things through the eyes of my character, and I like letting the story unfold through their thoughts and emotions. Most of my short stories and flash fiction are written in first person point of view. For my novel, Nothing Comes Close, I had two protagonists, Lola and Wole, and I wrote this story in first person point of view, but I alternated the chapters between the two main characters. So in one chapter, Lola would speak and the reader gets to see Lola's point of view, and then in the next chapter, Wole would speak and the reader gets to see Wole's point of view. I've received feedback from many people regarding this narrative method, and most people said they enjoyed getting to read from the two lead characters in the book, and they like the alternating viewpoints. Because usually in most romance novels, the reader gets to experience the story from the heroine's point of view, so it was quite unusual that Nothing Comes Close allowed the reader a glimpse into the hero's point of view as well. Now, I'm really glad that readers liked it, because I enjoyed writing both characters and I enjoyed the alternative viewpoints as well. So for your story, make sure you choose something that you enjoy doing, something that you're comfortable doing, and something that works well for all the characters and all the points of view that you need for your story. So that's all for this part, and I look forward to seeing you in the next part. Thank you.